This is Kansas Profile. I'm Ron Wilson, director of the Huck Boyd National Institute for Rural Development at Kansas State University. There's a revival going on down at the church. No, I don't mean another service. I mean that the church building itself is experiencing a revival. In this case, a historic stone church is being saved and repurposed into a center for the community. It's today's Kansas Profile. Dave Nelson is a financial advisor at Wamego. A Manhattan High and K-State grad, he's worked on various land development projects. One of the forgotten landmarks near where he lives is the long-closed Mount Zion Church, a stone building out in the countryside 5 miles east of Manhattan. A new client walked into my office one day, Nelson said. When she told me where she lived, I said, "Oh, that's across from the old Mount Zion Church." "Yes," she said, "and it's for sale." That got Nelson thinking. Soon after that, he was out on his daily morning walk with his friend and neighbor, retired city official Jerry Petty. Nelson said to Petty, "What would you think if I bought a church? Would you want to be involved in fixing it up?" Petty wasn't sure. The next morning, the two were walking again. Nelson said, "Well, I own a church. Can you help work on it?" "When?" Petty replied. "Well, I have 2 college kids coming at 9 this morning," Nelson said. That accelerated time frame began the process of saving the historic Mount Zion Church. The congregation was affiliated with United Brethren in Christ. The origin of the church began with a donation of land from the Jacob Hoffman family and the construction of the building in 1891. A fire destroyed the structure in 1911, but it was rebuilt in 1912. Wilma Brooks is a Manhattan area resident who attended Mount Zion Church as a child. "In my mind, I can see the inside of that church like it was yesterday," Brooks said. The biggest share of church members were relatives, she said. These and other families kept the church going for decades, but eventually the country church closed. The building itself fell into major disrepair. "I knew it was a wreck," Nelson said. "I like stone buildings," he said. So he bought it to restore. He and his friend Jerry Petty set out to save and modernize the building for community use. To begin, Petty and the students filled 3 dumpsters from the old building's debris. The long-term plan is for the building to become the United Brethren Mount Zion Church Community Center, open for neighborhood and community events. Limited repairs were needed on the stone walls, which are remarkably straight and strong. A concrete floor has been poured. Plumbing, electricity, new windows, and a heating system are being installed. The original tin steeple, weather vane, and church bell will be put back up. An indoor restroom, which the church had not had previously, is being installed. This project is entirely privately funded. No tax dollars are being used. A Mount Zion Fund has been created to receive tax-deductible donations at the Greater Manhattan Community Foundation. Donations or discounted services are being provided by several local companies and individuals. Lee Bork, Russ Briggs, MCM, Coldy Construction, Whittle Roofing, Manco Windows, Sean Paget Masonry, D&G Builders, Larson Construction, Beyer Construction, Beckman Electric, U.S. Stone, Ready Systems, Mary Veneer's Photography for the Windows, and the list is growing. The church is located on Mount Zion Road, east of Manhattan and northwest of the rural community of St. George, population 1,114 people. Now that's rural. "I have a great appreciation for the old-timers who built the old stone barns and buildings," Nelson said. Petty said, "I enjoy historical things. We used to drive by the church and think it would be nice to have that old building restored," he said. "We decided the old church needed another 100 years, Nelson said. A church revival is underway, not another church service, but a revival and restoration of the church building itself for the benefit of the community. We commend Dave Nelson, Jerry Petty, and all those who are making a difference by helping this piece of history to be revived. For the Huck Boyd National Institute for Rural Development, this is Ron Wilson with Kansas Profile.